Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back, lucky eight listeners. And by the way, we are giving away a $50 gift certificate from Cole Vine's restaurant in Dallas tonight. I love the food. I love the drink and the people. It's a great place to take a date and family, basically anyone. Heck, I took my entire family there on the evening after Christmas. It was great, and besides the fact, I go there several times a week for lunch. It's a lot of fun. It's good food, good management, good people that run it, just good people all around. Email me at abklif@gmail.com. Again, abklif@gmail.com, and be the eighth email, and you'll be winning.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Tonight's guest, Ashley Roberts. Let me tell you a little bit about Miss Roberts. She is definitely putting our community first. She's the host of DFW Close Up on CW33. Beginning at a young age, Miss Roberts knew that she wanted to be a reporter. She knew that she needed to get the scoop. She attended and graduated the University of North Texas with an electronic news degree. And at UNT, she was a news anchor and reporter, and also a weather anchor, in their nightly news. It's an Emmy Award-winning student-run newscast. And she also studied British broadcasting and film at the University of London. Ashley kicked off her career right here in North Texas, and her passion for sharing community events and stories grew immensely during her time anchoring and reporting for Denton Television, Irving Community Television Networks, and DFW Reporting. She is our first local reporter to break the story of a 7-year-old Carrollton, Texas girl, Rima Marvana, who soon after hit worldwide headlines as a gospel singing sensation. Ashley's belief is that when you find something you love, you never work another day in your life. And she feels fortunate that she's found what she loves. Outside the newsroom, she enjoys every moment with her little boy and her husband, her family and friends. And you can watch Ashley on DFW Close Up every Sunday morning from 7 to 7:30 a.m. And I've actually been on her show a couple of times, and I've loved it. It's a great show, and everybody's got to check it out. So if you're up at that time, watch it. You can also TiVo it, whatever. But it's a great show, and it talks about all kinds of community and interesting things that you're not going to see anywhere else. So what I want to say is to extend a nice welcome to the Land of Perspectives, Ashley. How are you doing this Sunday evening?
Hello, Ashley. I am wonderful. Thank you for such a nice introduction, and thank you for having me on. I get to be the guest on your show tonight.
Yes, I love that.
I do too, and I adore you because you are very inspirational in and of yourself, so whenever I bring you on the show, I know that I'm able to inspire my viewers with you, so what an honor to be your guest this evening.
Well, thank you. Oh, I really appreciate that. Yes, your show is awesome, and it's something that's so unique. I think people need to check it out if they haven't already checked it out every Sunday, but I think it's a really unique show. And, you know, about your show, what really motivated you to create DFW Close Up?
Well, you know, I wish I could take the credit for creating DFW Close Up, but DFW Close Up has pretty much been around ever since CW33 News has been around. I got the honor of taking over as the host and producer position about a year and a half ago. And, you know, I'd always thought I wanted to be that hard news reporter, and certainly I do report for the newscast on occasions and report on those stories. But when I graduated from UNT, I did anchor, like you had just mentioned, at Denton Television and got on board with Irving Community Television Network. And you soon realize how many amazing stories there are to tell that aren't just about a murder or a robbery, and how so many people have so many great stories to share. And it was at that point in time that I kind of feel as though God, in a way, guided me to where, you know, maybe that's my calling. Maybe that's what I should be pursuing journalistically. And so, you know, I certainly think that we all need to know what's going on in our communities as far as if there was a gun shooting or a car accident, things that we need to know about. But there are also so many stories that we need to tell. So when I was given the opportunity, I interned at the CW33 News. When I was given the opportunity, I always stayed in touch with everyone there to then host DFW Close Up. It was just such an honor and really has seemed to be the perfect fit for me, and I just enjoy every moment of it. I have some very inspirational guests, as you know, that come on the show.
That's wonderful. When I was doing a lot of investigation work for my first book, I took a time where I literally watched TV, the news, CNN, for about, I don't know, about 24 or 48 hours. And it was the most depressing, overwhelming depression. You almost felt like you had no power.
Right.
You feel like it was just so negative. And so your show is showing that there are people out there doing something right.
There are so many people out there doing things right and doing such great things, fundraisers, and just wanting to make a difference, or who have maybe been the victim of that shooting or car accident, that have now turned their life around and made a foundation out of it and are helping so many other people. And those are things that certainly need to also be highlighted. And really, when I'm out in the community, I talk to people, a lot of people do say, gosh, I can't even watch the news anymore. It's so depressing. So to be able to kind of give them that sunlight, that bright spot, and say, hey, these are great things that are going on in our community. We need to be aware of them is wonderful, and I feel blessed to do that.
You know, James Rose has been on here several times, and he's a reporter, and he has to report a lot of real negative, kind of sad stuff, and that's why he really liked doing the Street Squad, because it was kind of the side that was lighter. And,
right.
You know, and he felt like you can't, it was kind of overwhelming that you can't save everybody in those situations. And I think that kind of even pushes people, especially like you as a reporter. I think people don't realize that that can also affect you as well when you're always reporting things that you can't change, you know, that don't have a good ending.
Yeah, I mean, in those stories, it's good to tell them too and be able to go out and see firsthand what's going on in our world, and it's really quite eye-opening. And those aren't always easy stories to report on, but certainly I also enjoy reporting on those, just
yes,
because you get to realize that life isn't always about butterflies and rainbows, and it's really hard. But I think being able to tell more feature stories and the positive, It is really nice, because you don't want to be worn down and depressed and all that, and your viewers don't either. They really don't. So I like to bring that positive aspect into people's lives.
Well, you could do both, you know. You're versatile. You got both going. Let me ask you, do you look up to anybody in particular? Is there a role model or somebody that's inspired you?
Well, you know what? Because I've been with the CW for so long, I really look up to quite a few people that have been there since I've been there, since back in 2008. So, like, weekend news anchor Dawn Tongas, she's also a reporter during the week. I really look up to her. She's a very hard news reporter. You know, she kind of is able to keep her emotions out of it, just really be a straightforward, hard-hitting, bring the people the news kind of reporter. And I've always admired that about her. Also, Barry Carpenter, he's a medical reporter now. He is just one of the best storytellers I have ever seen. He just knows how to really bring a story to life and highlight the characters and really tell people's story in a really unique way. And that's such a big part of journalism. And then Roni Proter, of course, she's the entertainment reporter for the CW, does sort of consumer news stories now. I just have always really admired her because she does a lot of the feature stuff and the fun stuff and what's going on in your community too. So those are all people within my station that I've always looked up to and will continue looking up to, because I've known them since I was an intern. And honestly, personally in my life, I look up to my mom so much. If it were not for her, I would not be the person that I am today. I've seen so much strength within her throughout the years that's given me the strength to say, hey, no matter what comes at you in life, mm-hmm, you can still achieve, you can still go after your dreams, and you can still get her done, basically. And I'll just always admire her for that. And I just have such a strong relationship. It's just grown. My mom and I's relationship has just grown over the years. I adore her dearly, and I will just always look up to her. And then, you know, another, like, broadcast journalism level, another person I really look up to is Robin Roberts. She's on Good Morning America. And there's just something about the way that she conducts her interviews and that she handles journalism and just the way she is a journalist that I've always looked up to as well. She's just very kind, she's compassionate, and she's very authentic. I mean, besides that, though, she's overcome breast cancer, and most recently she's come out that she has blood and bone marrow disease, and she, so she's going to have to take a medical leave. But she still remains so positive and still does so much good for all of the viewers. And that's something that I certainly admire as well. So, yes, many people that I look up to, and I hope that I can have people look up to me someday as well.
That's a wonderful answer, because I think when people are authentic, no matter what you're having to report, whether it is, like you said, wonderful, fun stuff, or if it's more kind of hard-hitting, when you are authentic, it's a lot easier to hear that news, I think.
Well, right, exactly. Viewers want to be able to relate to you and see that you're a real person. And so when I see that, I always hope to be that way. And I feel as though I'm that way. But I always look to other journalists and people in this industry, and those people that I feel as though I want to tune into more and watch more, because I admire them. I want to also be like them. And absolutely, viewers connect with them more in that sense, because they feel like they're getting the truth and a real story from a real person.
What was the first time that you realized that you wanted to do this as a career?
It was always in me. I will say that. We'll kind of get to when I first realized it, but going back to when I was younger, probably, 10 or even younger, I would carry around, like, those Yak Bat recorders and those Talk Boy recorders and just be interviewing and always want to just be a chatterbox with everyone, hear what they have to say. And as I got a little bit older, it became very clear to me that something communication-wise is what I'm going to excel in. And so I think really what the turning point for me was high school, and there was a radio, television, film class. And I took that class, and I loved it. We got to edit a music video and write papers and be journalists. And at that point, I just knew, like, this is for me. This is the career I'm going down. And to know that at such a young age, I think it's so special, but I just knew. And I knew I went to high school in Wisconsin. I knew I wanted to get back to Texas because I lived in Texas when I was younger. So I checked out schools there. I knew the University of North Texas was a great school for journalism, and it certainly was. And I applied there, got in, and, you know, the rest is history. And I just have always known, and I've gone after that and never lost sight of it. And I feel very grateful for that, because I think there are people still struggling late in life, you know, in their mid-40s, 50s, and they still aren't quite sure what their passion is. And my hope for them is that they find that.
I think finding your true calling and your true passion, we talked about this the last couple of weeks, of finding your true motivation, and that's very important, because it actually changes your entire life. We actually have a question on line one. Let's take that. Let's see. John and Grand Prairie. John, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi, John. Hanging in there. Hello. It's a two-part question. Basically, it both comes from this premise. I remember reading somewhere that, you know, news tends to be, you know, the aspect of the news tends to be driven because of very specific ratings drivers, and they do tend as a result to be more negative stories as a general rule. So number one, how hard is it to actually go against that paradigm when, you know, you're trying to report on a more positive tint to stories?
Well, for DFW Close Up, I don't worry about that, because it's not really about the negative. It is a news-driven talk show, but I don't really highlight the negative. You might have someone come on, talk about a negative experience and what they're doing now in turn to do the positive. So I don't know if I can totally answer that as far as DFW Close Up goes.
Thank you. Well, and here's the second one. why is that, the conventional wisdom? I mean, is it just that people really have a thing for, you know, digging into as much negativity as possible in this life?
No, I think that, you know, I kind of learned this in school, too, that there's a saying that goes, if it bleeds, it leads. And really just because I think that's just the history of news, when there's something big going on, because that's just going to be more attention getting to people, that someone was stabbed down the street in a neighborhood that you never would have thought that something like that would happen, versus, oh, a cancer survivor overcame cancer. I mean, it's just, it depends on the station and how they want to stack their newscast. But a lot of times, just the traditional way of stacking a newscast is, hey, the A block has sort of the harder stories, murders, robberies, crime, theft, all that kind of stuff. And as the newscast kind of goes on, it gets a little bit fluffier, and then often it usually ends with sports. You know, as to why that is, I couldn't totally tell you, but it is the way it is.
You know, I have my thoughts on that, too. You have, like, the whole idea of reality shows, and these reality shows nowadays, nothing's positive. You don't have any of these women, and I hate to say that, but it's mostly all women, yelling and arguing at each other about everything. I can't watch it. I just can't. I mean, there are some shows that people have told me are good, or they're a good representation of things that I talk about on this show, or they can relate to it because of, you know, like a thought process or value argumentation, what have you. But, I mean, I guess that's kind of where I can see where John's coming from, is that a lot of times these ratings and this stuff is drawn upon in negativity, perhaps.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing, too, is I personally have always kind of said to myself that I'm going to work for a station who is ethical and has high journalistic standards, in that they're not going to sensationalize the news. They're not, you know, or make something that's bad horrific, you know, tell it as it is. Of course, if you're going to tease something, there was a fire and there was a fire, okay, that's what it is, but not go the extra step to make it larger than life. But, yeah, and you're absolutely right, Ashley. I think that there can be a lot of negativity in the world just with the reality TV shows. And I know we kind of talked briefly earlier today about the New Jersey Housewives we were talking about, because I know we're going to get into the topic of Friends and all that. But It's just, it almost, I think, with us watching all the negativity, it kind of makes us think, it's reality TV, but truly reality in our lives too. And I think we can kind of get confused with what's reality, what our life really should be, and how to handle that. And maybe that just means turn off the TV. I don't know. You probably get better advice on that.
I have a lot of advice on that. John, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate that. Was actually a really good question. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of thoughts on the whole concept of reality shows, and a lot of times I see people kind of acting out in a dramatic way now when I go out to dinner. I even last night when I was out at dinner, there were two women sitting at a table kind of near me, and one woman was on the phone, like, screaming and yelling, and her friend obviously was a little out of sorts and wanted to get out of there, what have you. But, I mean, everybody was turned around. It's like, I think that these shows have shown people that it's okay to be really overly dramatic and to hate on everybody. And it just is a little irritating because for the most part, those shows have nothing. I mean, the entire idea that they're yelling is about because somebody's wearing the same dress as they are, or somebody's drinking diamond water, or somebody, and they're partying on the top of some pool, and there's some chic that runs some a club on Sunset Boulevard. And it just, oh my gosh. I mean, I can't even get it. It just overwhelms me because there's nothing. There's nothing in that. There's no substance whatsoever.
I agree with that. And, you know, I got to say, I do watch reality TV sometimes, but I have to laugh at it half the time because it's just so silly. And I have to wonder how much of it is real. Is there a little bit of acting? Is there a little bit of script that goes with it? I would like to know, and maybe that's some investigative reporting I need to do, but I would like to know that. I really would, because we all get wrapped up in this, and, oh, you know, Tamara said this, and it's just dramatic, but is it real? is reality TV really real? That's the question.
Well, you do that report, okay, and I'll be there, and I'll life coach these people to get them back onto the right road, and you do the in-depth, you know, hidden camera report.
Okay.
Okay,
I like that, Ashley.
Let's do
that. Yeah, well, it's a deal.
Okay,
I'm down to do that. We'll get on it.
We're going to start with Real Housewives, and we're just going to kick butt all the way through the lineup. Gosh, that would be kind of interesting. The real Housewives. Hey, when we come back, we're going to actually take a break, and Ashley's going to be with us, and we're going to actually switch gears completely. We're going to change it up. We're going to change terrain, and we're going to be talking about friends and foes and when to realize what's what. So, Ashley, are you cool with sticking around?
Of course. I'm here. I'm ready to talk some more.
Okay, awesome. So everybody tune back in. We have a short break, and we'll be right back.